Is but that's not, like what people walk for the like for the exercise or what? Is there a badge of honor? What is it? What do? Do you walk?
I do walk
every time,
unless we're playing with like the outing or groups with you guys.
Oh, wow. So that's every time.
Yeah.
But isn't the golf cart fun as shit?
Yeah, but
what are you doing?
Six a.m.
Doing that?
Yeah.
Shit?
What am I doing?
I like it,
but no one's doing whatever your hand motion was.
Yeah. Welcome to our Film Fathers podcast, the definitive podcast about fatherhood, film, and fatherhood in film. This is Jelani, and with me as always are a fellow Chucker and Wayne Gretzky on steroids, Martin and Brady.
Wise men say forgiveness is divine, but never pay full price for late pizza.
My son, Michelangelo, you have heart. Donatello, you have wisdom. Raphael, you have bravery. And Leonardo, honor.
This week, we relive part of our childhood and head to the sewers thanks to another reimagining of a franchise. This time, it's Seth Rogen's vision of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. His animated Mutant Mayhem puts a different, newer spin on our pizza-loving friends. Cowabunga, dude!
Turtle power.
T-U-R-T-L-E.
This was really good.
It was.
I enjoyed it.
How long has it been since you've seen the original?
That's not true. I've seen parts of it here and there, but pretty much the theater when I went.
Yeah, the OG. It wasn't like a rewatching thing. Or
24 hours. I mean, I watched it last night, but
no, he meant before last night.
Before last night.
Yeah. I mean, I
48 hours.
Was it, you seriously? Did you misunderstand that question?
No, I knew exactly what you meant. No, I owned the DVD. So
Johnny, you own a lot of DVDs.
It still doesn't answer the question.
Do
you ever pop it in?
All right, 1990.
It was probably when I bought it.
The DVD.
Bought the DVD.
Yeah.
So I don't know, probably like
DVD times.
Yeah. Back that, in the
like
Stone Age,
2000.
A
little earlier.
90. No, I think it would
earlier.
It would have been earlier because I would have bought it before college. So
yeah.
Okay.
Like late 90s.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say for me, probably wasn't the theater. It probably was, but it was probably in the 90, I would say latest like 92, right? Yep. Like probably a couple rewatches in there somewhere, but it had been a long, long time. I mean, I could safely say I remember more the idea of the Turtles than I do or than I remembered of like the movie itself.
Were you a show watcher?
I feel like I did, but I couldn't tell you single
thing. You would know.
But I mean, I feel like I remember watching it, but I'm like, I don't know if I have Alzheimer's.
I know he's a Transformers guy.
I don't know if I have Alzheimer's or what, but I'm legitimately losing memory. I mean, I still knocked you guys out on the cross.
On some of the,
dude, the movie, I love
the movie ones.
The movie crossovers. It's great.
Yeah.
So Martin, tell the guys what you're talking about.
Martin doesn't like
or
it.
Tell our audience what you're talking about.
The crossover grid. The grid games are all the rage right now. Yeah. Sports is where it all started. But the crossover grid with the movies. And I was telling Jelani, I'm like, this is it, man. This is, for me, it's way better than Framed.
Because you like that it gives you points for uncommon guesses.
Well, I like there's a variance. One, I don't like. Like, Framed is fine every once in a while, but like, dude.
Yeah, you get it.
I've never seen a movie, so I guess I'm out. Right. Like, the grid is fun because I don't mind doing one that I don't know a lot of Clint Eastwood, right?
Yeah.
But like that was in there. I'm like, okay, but I could kind of remember. But even today,
It's gamified. It's more fun because there's, like you said, there's variance.
I think that element's fun too. Jelani and I have our own, like, with a sports one. We'll just, him and I will text each other like the college football.
Always you guys are good at the
go
movie
with the obscure
too.
Hawkeye really player. Always works.
Always a good start. Well, it's that, or even if it's like a Bears player, like, or a Packers player, right? Like, you work with what you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I do, man. I'm like, I get that I'm just getting older, so it's like stuff is. I've joked for years, like, I'm at capacity. You know? Like,
for trivial shit.
There is no more room for some of that stuff that I used to. I mean, I used to pull that. I was the guy. I pulled that up like nobody's business, right? It was like, I knew the shit that no one cared about.
Yeah,
right.
And now I'm like, I can't come up with the movie that Jason Sudeikis was in.
Same here. I'm like, how do I only know Horrible Bosses? Like, I can't think of another movie.
So the one I was thinking of for him, we are way off topic, and I don't care.
That's okay.
The one I was thinking of that I couldn't get was with him and Allison Brie, where they like, it's like a, they meet like in sex rehab, I think, and then they like date and then they move on. And I never even looked it up to look. Actually, while we're talking, I'll look it up. But
I don't even know that movie.
I don't
but
either.
It sounds great. I love it.
It actually, Brie. I know Allison Brie. Well, Sudeikis. Community obviously brought us, brought us around. But I was really struggling.
Matt Clara, not a fan of Allison Brie. I don't understand it.
The fuck?
I know. That's what I'm saying.
How is he your brother?
I don't understand it.
But even.
I think it's because of Mad Men. Actually, I know it's because of Mad Men.
So that was always a little random that her casting. I think it was because it was such a disparity from her, the Community role. It was like.
And he never watched Community. So he only.
That's all he knows her from? Wait.
All he really thinks about her. But even still, I'm like, she's beyond this. And everybody loves her because she's in Community and other things. And,
right.
And look at her.
Well, that was.
He's like, no.
Well, I think, oh my gosh, I'm just really struggling with with him not watching Community actually for me more than him only knowing.
I've tried a few times.
So the one that tripped me up on the grid this time, I should have gotten 9 out of 9, but. I went with This Is Where I Leave You for my $50 million Bateman movie.
Ooh, good
it
call.
It made $46 million.
I love like, that you went
it didn't come up, and that's why you...
Yeah.
So those number ones are hard because you just... Those things, we don't... And who I just looks
watched
at that
movie, too.
Me, too. It's just good. It was on the other day, I think.
Yeah. For some reason, I never...
You never picked it up?
I never watched it. Oh. And I like don't even remember when it came out. Like I don't remember hearing a buzz about it.
But Sleeping with Other People is the Sudeikis and Allison Brie movie.
Got it.
It's entertaining.
Okay.
Actually, you like both of them?
Yeah.
Strong recommend in that case.
Yeah, I'll give that a shot.
Sorry. but legit, I swore there was an old Aniston movie with Rudd. And so I was like, then I realized it was Gyllenhaal. Good Girl?
Yeah.
I think?
Yeah, yeah.
So I put Good Girl, and I was like...
That was an early
I know, but I was... I'm
trying to go deep.
This is the game. Go deep.
Yeah, I got you.
I thought Booksmart was a great pull.
That was a great pull.
I was like, what is that movie? I could not come up with it. I'm like, I remember he was like a rando character, and I remember it's just because she directed it, Olivia.
Oh, Olivia.
And that's what I was like, that's what I remembered, and I was like going through it. And just I was on the train, just sitting there thinking, and I'm like, Booksmart, he was a principal. I was like,
Booksmart's very good.
Yes,
I want to watch that again too.
Sorry, a big derail, but I'll also side note, enjoy Crossover Grids, and there's multiple other ones. It's so much fun. But the movie one, I feel like for us three in the Reading chat is a really good fun
it's
play.
An excellent,
play. And probably in like a year, Reading's gonna figure out like how you're supposed to actually do it, and then we're gonna be good.
Well, in a year, he can also come back and we can use Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles because there was a Paul Rudd sighting here as well.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Wait, what?
I know. I didn't know either.
Oh, in the second
one. In the second one.
In Mutant Mayhem.
Sorry. Not in the OG.
Oh, right. In the OG.
I'm like, no, OG had Sam Rockwell, though.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that about?
That's the craziest thing. I saw him right away, and I'm like, oh, it must have just been, and I didn't realize he was like the head gang member or whatever.
The bad thug.
And he had the actual
Foot Clan.
Right. He actually had like lines in it, which was wild. And I'm pretty sure, I got to go back and check because I didn't see it in the credits at the end, but I'm pretty sure I saw Skeet Ulrich or Ulrich, however you say his name.
Yeah.
As one of the guys, too. No speaking lines.
Really?
Was he the one with the earring that looked like the Greco knockoff?
The one. Yeah. Well, I mean, that would make sense. I've seen Skeet Ulrich.
That's what Skeet looks like.
Right. I think the
earring?
Do you think that was it could have just been everyone trying to look like Greco. Like,
you think that was his whole vibe was like a Greco knockoff, and everyone's like, you know, you kind of remind. No, this isn't for you. You kind of remind us of Richard Greco.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Who knew Sam Rockwell would move on to?
Did you guys?
I mean, he's one of my favorite actors.
Same. Did you know that? Like going in, did you remember or know that he was?
No clue.
Because that was a huge shock to me.
Same here. Because when I saw it, I was like, "Is that Sam Rockwell?" And Jen's like. For sure,
for
it is.
Sure,
100% that Sam Rockwell
in the dirtiest T-shirt you've ever seen.
It is his technically his third movie, but I don't know what Clown House. He played Randy in Clown House for his first movie. But I mean, yeah, head thug in 1990. Last Exit to Brooklyn was also before this, but it was like an after school special.
Yeah.
But yeah, this was the first movie I saw in a theater. me and my brother.
I think you might have said that at one point on the pod.
He wasn't.
Your brother hated it, I assume? Yeah. Oh, my God.
He wasn't as big of. It was me that was driving.
You were driving?
I was driving.
You stole the car? We're driving. We're going to the movies. I don't care how we're getting there. We're going.
Don't tell Mom.
We went to Ford City 14.
Martha, don't cover for us.
You didn't see nothing, Martha.
I was the driving force in making us go because I was a big Turtle fan. Like I love the cartoon. Because
the
was
cartoon,
great.
Yeah.
This was this was the first like movie poster I ever put on my wall. Because it was the one of them coming out of the sewer. Yeah. And I had that because I was the same way. Like, huge Turtle fan, cartoons, toys.
I thought it was a very, very... I love the cartoon. I love the show. Yeah. I'm sure I would still enjoy it. I would go back. I haven't seen it in years.
So, but what about the movie? What are your thoughts, I guess,
now? It was a
now,
great nostalgia because, I hadn't seen it all the way through. Since then, probably. So I really enjoyed watching it again. But no, by no means is it a good movie. But I had a lot of fun.
I think it was, it was a great nostalgia play. There was parts that I remembered, but I didn't remember how they got there. Like, I remember Raphael being in the bathtub.
Yep.
And I never really remembered how he got there.
I kind of laughed out loud the way they're like, is he going to be okay? Yeah, just put him in the bathtub sideways with an arm and leg hanging out.
Water over him and leave him there for a week.
Like, it's like, I get it. Maybe turtles don't belong in a bed, but he didn't look comfortable at all.
No.
I do remember that. I thought that happened to, I thought it was Michelangelo that got beat up and that Raphael felt bad because he was the hot-headed one.
So what I didn't remember is I didn't remember Raphael being such a the prominent one. Because, like, did you have a favorite turtle?
Leonardo.
I always liked Leonardo, but Donatello.
I feel like
as well.
Donatello should have been your guy.
I know. I thought you would be a Donatello for sure. And I asked the kids, because I watched the new one with Colin and Brecklin, and I told them Leonardo was my favorite, too, because he was a leader.
Well, not only because he was a leader, but coming out of the 80s, like, every ninja movie had swords, and you wanted swords.
Katana.
You didn't want the bow staff. I was Michelangelo all day.
And well, everybody loved Michelangelo.
Maybe that makes me basic, but I mean, I feel like
basic.
That's a very fair. And again, from the show, Donatello wasn't as cool. Leonardo was cooler in the show. Raphael, I feel like, had no personality
Show. That's what I remember.
But in the movie, they gave him the whole, he was the main
guy. Maybe in my brain, I feel like I'm wired to remember the show because that was my thing. Raphael was like this afterthought of
He's
the four.
Cool, but rude, right?
Right.
According to the song. And
Michelangelo's
I never
the
felt
party,
that he
dude.
Was very rude. Like in the
in the show. I was saying, in the movie, he definitely has an attitude. And apparently, a trench coat and a high collar is enough to,
to get you into a movie.
Right. Critters. And a fake backpack.
You went to see Critters.
You're right.
Which I love.
Well, it just in walking around, I mean, I get it. Central Park is weird. There's a lot of weird people about, but they definitely was like, oh, no. Yeah, he's just out there.
Yeah. Well, like when the cabbie, when he rolls over the cab, he's like, what was that? He's like, I think it was a turtle in a trench coat. Anyways, where are you going?
You want to LaGuardia?
You just let it go.
It's like, it's New York.
Keep it moving. What I also loved, that part that I definitely didn't notice as a kid, when they were watching the tortoise versus the hare or whatever,
yeah.
And they're like yelling at the turtle. It was so funny. Like, come on, what are you doing? Get moving. You can do better than that. Definitely didn't remember that.
Yeah.
Noticed that before.
It was... for me it was essentially almost like rewatching it for the first time. But yeah. I mean, vaguely nothing was like, oh yeah, now I remember this. Like I was like, Raphael's like the main part of this storyline. Yeah. I'm like, that is not how I remember the turtles.
I do remember that
The pizza vibe. Obviously, it was a big deal. Yeah. I saw something where Pizza Hut like made a massive campaign out of this movie, even though they used Domino's pizza.
Yeah.
I know Pizza Hut didn't care. They're just like, we're just gonna own that they want pizza,
right?
And then they,
Why in the 90s?
Pizza Hut in the 80s.
Or 80s and 90s.
God.
It just hit different.
Those red glasses full of,
all of it.
They had the dining room.
Yeah.
Those like stained glass lanterns.
Hanging lights.
And you had your book it or
book it for sure. Yeah.
So that's the only time we went because my parents wouldn't buy us pizza. It was the only one we had a free pizza.
Just greasy pan pizza, man. That shit was
greasy pan
bomb.
Pizza.
Was
so
book it when you got your own person? Was that the idea of the personal pan pizza, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Which now in hindsight seems like such the smallest. Like, is that my appetizer? Like, the fuck?
We would split it as a family.
I knew
knew you guys would love that. But I swear to God, we did. We'd go and whatever. Maybe the three of us would. So it might be three personal pan pizzas for the five of us.
Oh, my God.
That's Polish immigrant upbringing right there.
We're going to stretch this pizza as far as this cheese will go.
Meanwhile, I'm like, can I eat your pizza?
I know. And imagine, you know me. I love to eat. So I'm like, why doesn't this family eat?
Oh, they're just like, oh, boy, here's the Claras are in here again. Don't worry. They're only going to get their free personal pants.
When they load up on the free Parmesan.
Parmesan and crushed red pepper, the two things that were on there. That got me to like crushed red pepper.
Why did everybody like threaten to put anchovies on pizza? Like back in the 80s? What was that about?
That was a thing. I only remember it from this.
Maybe that's where it started.
It was all I feel like it was in like every time they mentioned pizza, like don't put anchovies
maybe
on.
Maybe that's
like,
but maybe it came
I
from
felt
the turtles.
It was only from Turtles, but maybe. And I also feel like they should have went the opposite way. Turtles probably should like anchovies.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, Michelangelo should be like load that thing up with anchovies, and everyone else is like, no.
Yeah, I actually like anchovies as an adult now. But
I have eaten anchovies as a person in my lifetime. Never
very,
on pizza.
Very strong.
It does feel like a dumb thing to put on pizza, and I'm not a guy who like. Look, I'm pro pineapple. I'm pro, dude. Make
I'm
a good pizza.
Yeah, I'm pro whatever.
You whatever know. You want it to taste like.
Ideally, some garlic mashed potatoes from Peace. Hey-o.
Ian's mac and cheese.
You looked at me.
No, because they have mashed potatoes on that one. I thought it was just like the
crumbled mashed potatoes.
Crumbled mashed potatoes on the white sauce.
Like you don't know.
Maybe I don't know. I thought it was just pieces of potato.
You know who knows?
I'm kind of pissed off.
Matt knows. Yeah.
Matt probably does know.
he knows because I ate it with him.
Yeah.
I've
had the potato pizza.
I
didn't
push
know it
on
mashed.
Everybody.
I don't know why
it's
I
like,
didn't think it was mashed.
Yeah.
Garlic mashed potatoes, ideally on the white pizza, which is also garlic.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's so good.
I do love peace.
And then I prefer a pepperoni for a protein, but you can go whatever you want.
Yeah,
pepperoni and mashed potatoes.
I used to be a sausage.
Me too.
As a
kid, sausage and mushroom was my play.
Is shit now, especially at something like Pizza Hut. It just looks
is
like
that
little
why?
Rat turds.
Do you think it's just the? Do you think that the sausage is the problem, or do you think we grew up and realized?
No,
I was very anti pepperoni growing up. I don't know why, but
it's spicy and.
But now it's like fuck crazy. Yeah, pepperoni.
Pepperoni's
man.
Better again, but if you have shitty. Quality pepperoni is just as bad, but I feel more times than not the sausage is shittier, and they add a lot of like fennel
seed and stuff
that's not great.
Mary's
but if you go to like Lou Malnati's has pretty good sausage.
They're yeah.
Like the disc,
yeah.
But I actually like it.
I don't like the disc though. I don't
What's
disagree
the place
that
in
the
Iowa City that had crumbly sausage. It's like a Quad City.
Oh, Happy Joe's.
Pizza. No, that was the taco pizza. Yeah. I'm thinking of like Home Team Pizza or something like that.
Oh, that's a thing.
Yeah,
but I knew not to get that.
Yeah, but it would crumbly sausage is good.
Have you ever had Casey's
like real
pizza?
Like almost
have I
looks
ever
like
had
beef.
Casey's?
I mean, I'm sure you have.
Are you fucking Casey's. Kidding me? It's infiltrating Illinois.
It is. There's one around us.
There's a Casey's by us, but my neighbor's from Dubuque, and he's pissed because they don't even offer the breakfast pizza.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's
so
what everybody says
the taco pizza from Casey's is legit, but the one we got here, it didn't have the crushed up like Doritos on it, which is a huge
stable.
Part of the I know. And then they give us taco sauce, which is
suspect.
Also a huge
that's
part. Sus. I ended up buying taco sauce because I'm like,
I brought my own. Don't worry about
it. I heard you. Don't worry.
I don't like this at all. Mark,
oh, I heard you. Don't worry.
It's from Mutant Mayhem. They say sus.
I don't know if it's from that or they're just using it.
They're
but...
using it, yes. But I'm on brand for
the You are on brand.
For the topic.
But I was definitely – I felt like this was a decent – rewatch out of nowhere I was like is that Corey Feldman's voice
I knew right away too
and then I looked it up and it's like eight people are every turtle
and they're all like in the movie too
yes I saw that
the people that are acting in the suit and
correct
then the voices,
and then the voice
right?
But then even but
the people that are in the suit are also like in the movie
separately
like,
in the movie I had
I
them
heard,
all
I heard one of their voices for sure
oh you did
cards.
You heard it
I someone said something like Full House, dude, and I'm like, that's a turtle voice right there.
I got them all if you want them. If you know them,
I can tell you two of them that I know offhand. One is the pizza delivery guy.
Yep,
was Michelangelo.
Yep, correct.
And then
Michael.
So he was talking to himself.
Yes.
And then I think Raphael, the guy that plays Raphael, is in the cab.
Correct.
Raphael goes over the hood.
Josh Hayes.
But I couldn't tell you the other ones.
And then Leif Tilden, who plays Donatello, plays the foot messenger that meets April in the subway station.
Hmm. Oh, the one that slaps her? The one that like holds out his hand and then goes.
And then David Foreman, who plays Leonardo, plays a gang member in the warehouse during the fight. But I don't. You would have to. I think
maybe that's
in
the one that's playing cards.
Yeah, I thought it was just the voice that I heard. I didn't actually see a person.
But yeah, that's kind of a neat little thing. I mean, they're all they all essentially got a chance. But
so as I was watching this, I thought back to the Legend of Billie Jean, where they go underground. And there's all the kids in like the warehouse. I'm like, that's hanging out in a warehouse, that's a good playing call. Roulette, because every kid loves roulette.
I know, like,
who's dealing that thing? Who's the responsible dealer? Who's right. Like, I got. Don't worry, I'm gonna make sure and take all the the money.
That's how they get all these disaffected Gen Xers.
Down there playing roulette and poker and narc. Had a narc game running.
Have fun, play games, but then train to be a ninja. It's so ridiculous.
It is moderately ridiculous, yeah.
And you know what else is very ridiculous? I do remember this part. When Shredder walks in for the first time, he has the guy like take off his cape off of his shreds on his shoulders. Like, why did that so stupid?
Well, if he reached for himself, he might cut himself with all the blades.
It just makes you realize how ridiculous it is that he has those blades. Like, why not just have him out from the get-go? I just think it's a weird thing to spend 30 seconds on in the movie.
Yeah. No, I don't think you're wrong, other than, you know.
Other than why am I paying attention to
this? Effect of, how bladed up he really is. But
that's also kind of a play on, like, the whole genesis of the Turtles is a spin-off of Daredevil.
Oh.
So... for the uninitiated, Daredevil has the Hand as his villains, and so in the Turtles it's the Foot Clan. Daredevil's teacher or master is Stick, and the Turtles is Splinter.
Okay.
Wow. And then
this is legit. I didn't know they were going to have all. Okay.
And then supposedly the ooze that transforms the Turtles is the same ooze that blinded Daredevil.
It was some kind of toxic waste, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Affleck was the bomb in Daredevil.
Affleck was the bomb. Met his wife.
That's right. That's right.
I bet he doesn't regret that movie. Well, maybe now.
Everyone loves the show. Do you watch the show, Daredevil?
I watched the show.
I did not watch any of the spinoffs that came from it.
Yeah, I watched.
January something Jones?
Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones. Damn it.
January. You're back on the Mad Men kick.
Mad Men vibe.
Allison Brie.
I'll just have January Jones on the brain. Sorry.
Kristen Ritter.
My bad.
But yeah, I watched them all. So Defenders, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, and Iron Fist.
All right. Nice.
Nice.
So one of the things I liked about the cartoon.
Ooh, wow. Big change there.
Yeah.
You're going for it.
And that I wish they had in the movie at the time. I talked about this with Mike Petras, and he laughed at me. But I always liked Kang and Bebop and Rocksteady and the whole it was just the brain, right? And he had the body. Like, I know it would be hard to do in the 90s, but I like that aspect of it.
I would assume that
they were
probably
digging into underground.
That was probably the obstacle, right? Was the conveying it without looking ridiculous.
And I'm sure they'll do it for when they sequel this movie.
I was gonna say, you got some of that.
Well, they did it the second one. They did Bebop and Rocksteady.
It wasn't the secret. The Secret of the Ooze.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't even know if I've seen that one with
Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice
and Ernie Reyes Jr.
Who's that person that you just made?
Ernie Reyes Jr.
Is that
a
luchador?
No, he was a stunt guy in the first one, and then he becomes the
he
pizza
was.
Delivery guy.
I saw
guy.
His name.
I can't believe I didn't know all the stuntmen from the first one.
And he becomes a pizza delivery guy and like their friend in the second one.
And he was in other movies too. Right? I know that name.
I think I want to say maybe Surf Ninjas.
Oh, other ninja.
Other ninja related.
Ninja oriented.
I don't think he was in Three Ninjas. Three Ninjas Knuckle Up? No.
Three Ninjas. I feel like. I watched that recently with Nolan, so I'm like, he might enjoy this, and he did.
I saw a TikTok about it.
What, about Three Ninjas?
Yeah, I had the most ridiculous basketball scene of all time.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it was very. Oh, God, it was so bad. But I feel like this, they definitely were trying to capitalize on. The
Turtle fame.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, ninja and turtle fame, because it was basically the same kind of story, like Splinter, just three instead of four.
Right, and then their grandpa was the one who knew all the martial arts, and then,
yeah.
Everything was about ninjas in the 80s and 90s.
There really was a lot.
There's a lot of ninja-related content.
Yeah.
American Ninja.
And who's the...
Hey, we're not over it. It's the American Ninja Warrior. It's still going on.
Right, American Ninja. But it's a little bit
Were
different.
You ever a ninja?
For Halloween or something?
I was.
Like three or 4 years.
I don't know why I wasn't.
I definitely had the full get up with plastic throwing stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always made those. plastic throwing or
with paper?
Paper, yeah.
Yeah, I had mine were fake metal, bro.
Didn't you tell us last time you put like razor blades or something in them?
We put pennies in them to make it heavier and then taped them up with electrical tape. They were heavy as shit.
Yeah. And deadly.
I'd throw them at my brother for sure. Oh, man. We had fun. This is all we could do. We were splitting personal pan pizzas with my family and
throwing pennies and
paper.
The whole family's famished, but they're just like, everyone's like, if we get rid of one person, we could
all have a pizza ourselves. Like,
put a penny in there.
Maybe if you weren't using all our money in your ninja throwing stars, you could afford more things.
The 90s
were great.
We had our times. That's for sure.
But yeah, Karate Kid.
Yeah,
Three Ninjas, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. There's definitely a lot of it.
The actor that played Casey Jones,
Elias
Koteas.
I was like, I know this guy. Then I was like, and I looked him up, and I was like, well, I definitely don't know his name. Even looking at it, but I definitely knew the guy.
In what, like one of those NCIS or?
Oh,
is he one of those?
No, he's just a character actor that everybody knows.
He's been in a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, but to your point, as a
character, I always
think
of him as from this.
Really?
This first,
yeah. So that was definitely, I was like, oh, this
he's not in one of those like CSI shows? There's so many of those.
I'm going to say, say he's not is a big statement.
I'm going to go no, but I know him from like Shooter.
Shooter for sure.
He was in Fallen with Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
He's the first guy that died.
Shooter and Turtles are two of his four known fours.
Oh, wow.
There's no reason for you to get... This is a dump. He's in the movie called The Prophecy in 1995.
No.
And The Thin Red Line, which I think has about like 40 actors in it.
I've seen that. Terrence Malick.
Yeah.
Oh, that was Malick? I don't think I knew that.
Yeah. That was Sean Penn's in that, too. Yeah.
I mean, technically, he is in Chicago Med and Chicago PD, so Martin's going to technically get a pass here.
But is it, like, a lot?
Chicago PD is
and Fire and Justice. He's in all of them.
Yeah.
All
but he's on Chicago PD. That's
I won't take it because I really thought it was a CSI.
106 episodes. Yeah. Everything else is a...
It's a Dick Wolf production.
He was in the Killing on AMC, Martin.
He was?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I believe you.
12 episodes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to give you a fair scoop. I don't see him in CSI New York 2 episodes. That would be the most random.
No.
That's like Gen Pol.
No. Yeah, that's not what I meant. I thought he was like the main guy. Like an ice tea.
Shooter. Like an ice tea.
Is Ice Cube in one of those two? No.
No, tea.
Yeah,
but
just tea.
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube's in the new one.
Does make a triumphant return to our lives on the screen.
So when his voice came up, Brooklyn's like, how do I know that voice? I'm like, it's Ice Cube. He's like, what do I know Ice Cube from? And he's like,
a good
my kids are like, yeah. And
so
from America's Most Wanted?
I don't know. I was like, maybe he was watching Friday or.
Isn't that the album?
Yeah. That's his album.
I'm just saying it would be great if Brooklyn pulled. Do I know that from that album from the 80s?
Oh, he's from NWA.
Right. That's just that. Thank you. There you go.
Is that O'Shea's dad?
That's better. That's the right joke.
Yeah.
Just need a time.
Just need a time to work it out.
Edit that one out.
Yeah, make that seem like that was the first thing that was said.
But so this is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem, and this is Seth Rogen's take on it. But what did you think?
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was very fun. I just liked the way they talked better than you know. They just seemed like
teenagers.
It seemed like kids.
They were teenagers.
Yes.
They were
actual.
They weren't adults playing teenagers.
Which is, and I don't think in the show either. In the cartoon, it never felt like they were. They never felt like teenagers to me. In this, they were definitely kids, definitely young, and it was you'd never seen it before. So it just felt right.
There's something to be said about that because I think that one, I don't want to not say it because I loved the animation of it. I thought that was a cool, fun way. It felt like the right,
like the right way to watch Spider-Verse.
Not trying to make it the live action type or like the way, I guess the style that they used, you know, in costume, like it's cool, man. This works. And we're all more accepting because of Spider-Verse, but it really played well. I felt like that was my one strongest takeaway from it. I saw it in the theater and was like, I was like, this style really works. Like, whoever, I know, I mean, I don't know exactly where the lines were drawn in terms of, you know, I know Rogan was a big, the driving force, but it felt like they really nailed that, in my opinion. Like, not perfect. It's just, it's just, you know.
It was crude. Oh, but
great,
good.
Great term. Great term. But I, in general, I agree with you. Like, the teenager aspect of it all, it's needed. They are. They're teenagers. They need to talk like teenagers. And I saw something where they Rogan was big on. So typically, animation movies are you go in and read all your lines.
Yeah.
You're not talking to anybody else. You may never even see people that are in that who also are voicing. And he was big on we were going out of our way to make the group setting because he wanted an improv vibe. Would like work.
I
off
did
of
not
each
know
other.
That, but that totally makes sense because that's Agreed. They were talking over each other, but it wasn't ever. It
but,
wasn't,
but that's normal.
It was normal.
Right. You have four teenagers that are definitely going to talk, over
and
each other.
You caught everything. It was totally fine. But that makes so much more sense. Yep. Like, yeah, if you had, you would lose that dynamic of people talking over each other, which is how people talk. If you didn't do it in a group setting,
said that was a huge focus of theirs was because he had done animated movies and he's like, I wanted to not do that. I didn't want to like just have here's your line. I wanted him in the room and just see where it goes. You might end up off script, but it might work because you have, even though they're kids, you might have them getting passionate about it and talking and it works.
Yeah. It was great. As I was watching it with Brecklin, she was like, and she asked, who was your favorite one growing up? I said, Leonardo. But then as we were watching, we were both like, Donatello. Donnie's the best, the funniest, best one in this movie. He was my favorite in this one.
Yeah. I think it was just, it was good. There was a lot of stuff that called back to what, like, we grew up on and, like, what we, you know, knew. Because, again, people are making movies now are our age.
Yeah.
And enough to, like, keep my kids engaged with it, right? They were, you know, when they were calling them sus and then when they were doing, like, the dance in the hallways and they're like, this won't help you guys get friends. And they're like, that's fine. And then they just keep dancing and chanting and whatever. And I was like, yeah.
It felt, it felt like the version of the Turtles that should always have been.
That's what,
and that's just a weird way to put it because obviously I loved it back then too, but it just felt like this is the original vision, though it's not.
Well, I think it's his vision though based, there's a lot that pulls from some of that early stuff the show included. Yeah. I think it wasn't and I think even the general concept I think flowed. I watched this first and then watched the original, and so it was like, oh well, they definitely were pulling some vibes, right? Like you had this group that was out there and they're all working. Quick shout out to our girl Ayo,
yeah, from The Bear.
I was like, it took me a couple minutes.
Yeah,
it took you longer.
It took me a lot longer.
And I was like, God, how do I know her voice? And I was sitting there thinking, and I was like, oh, that's our girl. It's awesome. Yeah, if you haven't seen The Bear, definitely do. But, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So she's April O'Neil.
And I liked that they didn't, you know, I know I just said I wanted to see Kang and they had Bebop and Rocksteady. It was great. But that they didn't just go right into the Shredder. Like, they had all these other characters.
Right.
And Superfly, which I don't remember. I don't think that's... I think that's a new character,
it's like
right?
a merged version, I think.
Yeah, because...
Something else.
Baxter Stockman was the one that turned himself into a bug.
Yeah.
And that was about Giancarlo. That. There was so Good many...
Call. Yeah.
Like, to have these kids be the stars of this movie and then look at, like, the other part of the cast, it's like, holy shit.
And everyone's favorite, what was your favorite of all the other characters? Could Superfly include all the villains, I guess.
All the villains?
Oh, you don't have a standout, because my standout was Paul Rudd, for sure.
Oh, it was the gecko?
Yeah. He was so funny. He was so good. It cracked me up the whole time. I don't know why. And before I even knew it was Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
But Colin called. He'd seen all videos. He's like, yeah. He's like, trust me, it's Paul Rudd. I'm like, all right, Colin.
See, I don't know if I picked up on it right, because I wasn't looking at my phone, which I definitely do. I mean, I definitely didn't know, like, just a quick rundown. Like, I did not catch Maya Rudolph. I did not catch Rose Byrne.
Yeah, I looked that up to put those two together.
I didn't even know it was Jackie Chan, the Splinter.
I did know that. Yeah,
I did. I was just kind of just sitting and enjoying the whole ride.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm like, not to overblow it. Like, this is not like the best movie.
No.
I mean, it was entertaining and fun, but like, it's pretty cool. I think they really did a good job with it.
I really did too. Yeah. I was not expecting to like it as much. I thought it was just going to be, I don't know. Yeah.
A bad attempt at nostalgia.
But they totally, it was inventive where it needed to be. It was damn funny. And And just fine, just fun, fun, fun time with the kids.
So part of the fun that I had with it was the music.
Yeah.
And did you guys see who did the music?
Was it
RZA?
No. was it Trent Reznor?
Yeah. It was Reznor and Ross again. Yeah.
Fucking Reznor.
And so this is my question. Do they just do like the instrumentals and stuff, or do they also get to pick like what songs are played in there? Because that was a lot of fun. Like them starting out with Annie Up, I knew my kids wouldn't get it up, but I was just like, oh, this is great.
Annie Up just plays.
It just works.
Then they went back to the well, didn't they?
They went back later. But they also
Come
did
on,
like
Reznor.
The Diggity. They did the Four Non Blondes.
Yes, that's right. And I told Brecklin too, because the kids know that I'll play a bunch of 90s stuff. And and Brecklin even said it. She's like, dude, they really did have better music back then. I'm like, you're goddamn right they did.
For sure.
So at the end, when they play Tribe Called Quest,
that's what I said.
I'm like, all right, so here's the thing. If somebody ever asks, can I kick it? Your response is to be, yes, you can. And they were like, what? I'm like, it's like when you're going to bed and I say, lights out, and you guys all yell, Gorilla Radio. Like, nice. They're like, oh, okay.
Nice. You taught them that one?
Yeah. So that's our bedtime routine.
Can I kick it? Yeah. I love it. We have to sit and watch through the credits because I'm like, yeah, we're listening to this song all the way through for sure.
It was really good.
And then the post credits.
Speaking of songs, there was a little homage in the middle of the movie. Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, when they put it in the car.
When they're fighting their little Go Ninja Go.
Yeah. I told the kids that too. I'm like, yeah, that was
same.
A song.
We told Roman. Then we played it on the way home, so he could hear it. Less thrilled with that idea than we were. But.
So that was just funny because I told Jen about that. Like when the original one came out, I guess like parents groups were like it was so violent, or whatever. So the second one is like complete opposite.
It said parent groups, and I was like, fucking Christ,
and like, Mortal Kombat.
And they're like, there's like very little, like, I don't even think they have weapons in the second movie.
Cool.
And they just like, it's all hand to hand.
Guess what movie no one's talking about?
and dance fighting. More dance fighting at the club with Vanilla Ice.
I can't watch fighting now without thinking of Martin ruining it for everybody.
It's just dancing. Choreographed.
I've never not thought that, but now I can't like make that a priority thought. I would imagine there'll be at least one more of these.
Yeah.
For sure.
I don't know the success, but I imagine it was pretty good, and I just think they kind of earned it, assuming that Hollywood ever comes back. But
right. This is another example of it could have gone south if it wasn't well written. So, yeah, we need writers.
Yeah.
We need good writers.
As always, keep it radical, tubular, awesome, and bossa nova. Thanks. Follow us on all your socials and go to bed.